This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, what a past week it's been for Brendan Gooley. WHL defenseman called up to join the Buffalo Sabres on short notice. We'll have more coming up in moments. Everett Silvertips goaltender Carter Hart is ready to make Canada's World Junior team. WHL Vaughn Goaltender of the Month for November will join us. And another Regina Pat is the WHL Player of the Week. This time, defenseman Sergei Zobrovsky. He'll be our guest. First up, former Prince Albert Raiders defenseman and current Prince George Cougar, Brendan Gooley, is living the NHL lifestyle. The emergency call-up of the Buffalo Sabres has now played in a handful of games due to a rash of injuries on the Sabres' blue line. Called up from Prince George, he made his debut last week against the Boston Bruins.
I really enjoyed it out there. It was a lot of fun. The first couple shifts, I was not really sure what to expect, and then it's a lot like preseason, really. So played tons of preseason games, so I just kept working at it and kept trying to get better every shift.
As for nerves heading in?
Yeah, a lot, actually.
How long did it take to get rid of them?
After the first few shifts, I was like, oh, I can play this.
Sabres head coach Dan Bylsma has been impressed with the Sherwood Park, Alberta native's abilities.
He certainly wasn't shy about using his skating and jumping into the play and, you know, shot the puck. I think he had six shot attempts from the blue line. He was good in the game.
He adds Gooley has fit right in.
He's played with a number of these guys in exhibition games numerous times, and I thought he felt real comfortable stepping right in and playing with those guys.
The second-round pick of the Sabres in the 2015 NHL entry draft says the game can be harder and easier at the NHL level.
In the preseason, there's always those players that aren't regular NHLers, and here everyone's regular, so everyone's super good and skilled.
Easy to do out there with all those good players. Just give them a puck and your job's done.
Two nights after the game against Boston, he suited up again, this time against Alexander Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals. The following night, he played head-to-head against Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Everett Silvertips goaltender Carter Hart is picking up right where he left off. Last year's goaltender of the year, now is a chance to wear the maple leaf. Voice of the Silvertips, Mike Benton, has more.
What's it like going over 190 minutes without allowing a goal?
I don't know. I'm not really too focused about that. I'm really just worried about stopping the next one and taking things one shot at a time. And the boys made it a lot easier for me throughout those games. They've played really hard. The last few games, the last few weeks, we've played really hard. And I think that's why we've been successful lately, is we've been battling for a full 60 minutes and playing a full 60.
I mean, it seems kind of like a bit of a mental shift versus what the athlete would traditionally align itself with emotionally. Really, what does it take to try to put a past performance behind you and try to compartmentalize yourself for really only what's ahead for just one game?
Well, really, you're only as good as your last performance, and that's something that our coach, Kevin Constantine, really stresses is who cares about what you did yesterday or what you did last year? The only thing that matters is what you're doing today and what you're doing now. So just try to approach things like that and just worry about the present moment.
Realizing this kind of goes against conventional script as far as looking ahead toward really even past one game, but you're flying out of here from the area this weekend. As far as Canada and selection camp, where do you have to be mentally to succeed?
I think nothing really changes. Obviously, it's a higher level game, so maybe you do have to bring up your game level and your compete level. But it's the same game. It's still, there's still 10 guys on the ice and only one puck, so not much changes. I have my same pregame routine that doesn't change no matter where I go. And I know that's one thing that really helped me when I was at the Hlinka tournament a couple summers ago in Czech. And obviously, it's a different environment, but sticking to my pregame routine really helps me feel like I'm playing at home.
What did the experience there last year mean to you?
Yeah, no, the Hlinka tournament was one of my favorite hockey moments I've ever had, and just to be able to be a part of that group and to throw on the Maple Leaf is always a huge honor, and to get that chance again and that opportunity again, I'm very excited and very honored to do that.
Coming off Goalie of the Month honors, heading into this month, where do you feel your game is?
I feel like I'm right now we're on a roll, we just have to keep it going. We can't let off the gas pedal, we just have to stick to our game plan and just play the way we've always played. And this year, I thought that the one thing that I think that has been a lot different in the past few years is consistency. And we played the same game night in and night out. And I think that's one thing that Casey has really stressed. And I think that we've really tested to our consistency. And that's been probably our biggest positive out of this year is we've been very consistent and we just play the same game.
What also helps drive this team to stay within itself, to play its same game, to maintain that same level of consistency every night, regardless of age and who is suiting up out there?
Well, we have a sort of a review process of every game, and then we review the game, we review the offensive side, the defensive side, and then whether that's on the ice or in the video room, and then we go and practice and fix those things and work on the things that need to be fixed, and then we go play, and then you go rest, and it's just a cycle, and you keep doing that over and over again.
Life should certainly feel good for somebody who's 18 years of age and building up a professionally driven resume, but where do you feel that your game is right now?
No, I feel good. My body feels loose. I've been keeping it in good shape, and I feel healthy and ready to go.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
A week that included a 7-point game. Yeah, Regina defenseman Sergei Zobrovsky has been named the WHL Player of the Week, and voice of the Pats, Phil Andrews, sat down with him.
Here at the Western Hockey League Player of the Week, New York Rangers prospect Sergei Zobrovsky, 3 goals, 6 assists, and plus 10 in 2 games. Both Pats wins. A good weekend for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a great weekend for us, for our team, and yeah, we're happy for that.
Let's talk about Friday night, or Saturday night, rather, and against the Prince Albert Raiders, and you know, a 7-point outing, a plus 8, that's a career night, pretty special.
Yeah, for sure. Nights like that are pretty special for every player, and I think it was a great night for us, and the puck just going to net. We had a lot of luck, and I think, I had a lot of luck too.
I imagine you felt pretty good in that game and, you know, afterwards.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, kind of was in a dream, because, like, not every time you can make, like, 7 points in a game, especially a plus 8 rating. But I just want to say thank to my teammates. Helped me a lot, and, I mean, it just was a great night for us.
Then the next night, you score in the second period to tie the game in Swift Current. You had an assist in a pretty exciting game, I think, to be in against Swift Current, against a team that was kind of chasing you in the East Division. That was a big win and another good performance, wasn't it?
I mean, yeah, against Prince Albert, Swift Current, so good team. They are one of the top teams in the East. So this was a hard game for us, tough game, but we get this challenge, and it's a good win. It's great for us, yeah.
Playing well, and you know, less than a week you'll head off to Team Russia selection camp. A nice time to be playing and be at the top of your game, I imagine. You're feeling pretty good about that, and you know, the prospects of playing for your country this Christmas.
I mean, yeah, for sure. Obviously, going good going to train camp in a good form, and I mean, I'm just trying to play my best, and I think right now I have some more luck, and it's just good to be in the team and good to be winning, yeah.
Awesome, Sergei. Thanks for this. Congrats on the Player of the Week honors.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, and that's the show. I want to say special thanks to Phil in Regina, as well as Mike in Everett for their help. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.